New York.
After weeks of prodding, European countries have agreed to provide more troops for the NATO alliance in Afghanistan. NATO's top commander, General, says Romania has agreed to send a battalion in October, and Britain is adding to its forces. Poland had previously said it would send a battalion and some special operations forces in January. Canada has also committed to sending more troops. Jones says requests for additional helicopters and aircraft have not yet been nailed down, but he remains optimistic. There are currently about 20,000 NATO troops in Afghanistan, including 2,300 Canadians. African leaders meeting at the United Nations General Assembly agreed to extend the mandate of African Union peacekeepers in Sudan's Darfur region until the end of the year. The violence in the region has been intensifying, and access for humanitarian organizations is becoming more difficult. And African leaders are said to have pressured the Sudanese president to agree to the extension. The United Nations says an unprecedented number of civilians were killed across Iraq by violent acts in July and August. A report by the UN Assistance Mission in Iraq says more than 6,500 people were killed during those 2 months, mostly in Baghdad. The report says the Iraqi government is facing a generalized breakdown of law and order. And that's the news to this hour.